Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:38 that's Pacific Summer Time, and today is September 14th. And today was a generally quieter day overall, but the big exception was in the oil markets, where the WTI contract was down $1.23, the Brent was down $1.10, and this continues to represent a pullback from the upper side of the developing range. This is something that we've practically repeated in every audio, but it is quite simply that this was to be expected following such a sharp decline and perhaps an even more sharp rally. And then you go through this process where the bulls have to be convinced, the bears have not been convinced that the bear market is over, and you get into this volatile ranging phase. And because oil is so political, then that introduces an additional quality in terms of volatility. And therefore, we can anticipate that we're going to have very choppy action overall, and that the $40 area, there's a short-term oversold condition developing. The $40 area may indeed represent a potential area of support, but that is by no means a sacrosanct level. So a clear upper dynamic would be required to really signal that demand is coming back in and some of the shorts are getting pressured. And because oil prices are coming back, what we've seen in some of the oil sectors and in the oil shares is that they're breaking now below their respective trend means. They're breaking the progressions of higher reaction lows. And then that would suggest that investors are really more in a risk-off environment. I think that that is probably the best way to characterize the sea change in sentiment that really occurred with that downward dynamic that we saw on Friday, is that we may previously have been in risk-on, but now we are in risk-off. And I'm very much reminded of the kind of environment that we were presented with in 2011, where we had a very volatile stock market environment. We had a great deal of uncertainty about what is it that the Fed is likely to do when they remove quantitative easing. What is the likely outcome going to be from the gradual normalization of interest rates? Well, we know how it was resolved in 2011, that they decided they weren't going to normalize interest rates, they were going to embark on another round of quantitative easing, and subsequently the stock market took off. Well, this time round, we don't yet have confirmation what is it that the Fed is likely to do. I suppose we have lots of conjecture as to what the Fed is likely to do. We don't yet know what the Fed is going to do. But we'll have a greater sense of confirmation on the 20th. And I think between now and then, we can anticipate that there is going to be more volatility, that we can have swings both up and down. But overall, when you, and I think it, empathy is perhaps one of the most useful things that we can have, it is to look at the question from the Fed's perspective and to say, how could they possibly be aggressive in raising interest rates? They're going to have to be incredibly cautious, because to do anything other than that would be to literally endanger everything that they've achieved by embarking upon extraordinary monetary policy in the first place. And personally, I think perhaps the only thing that I'm perhaps even slightly worried about right now, with regard to monetary policy at least, is that there is such a consensus growing about the need for a fiscal push. That is something that just about everybody is coalescing around, the idea that there needs to be some fiscal easing. The way that I look at it is in terms of the velocity of money, and that if we really are going to have that turn upwards, then we need more transactions, and a fiscal stimulus would certainly achieve that, and could start to generate the kind of substantive economic activity that would start to really change sentiment. But considering that that is a political decision and we're in a politically uncertain environment overall, we're still probably a year away from that. How the Fed could raise interest rates aggressively between now and then, I think is a really a very good question, because I don't think that they can. So I think we're going to be in an environment where we're in a risk-off environment. There is going to be additional volatility, but we would need a substantial bearish catalyst to drive prices down a lot. So that would suggest that we're probably going to be given some kind of reasonably attractive buying opportunity in the not too distant future, and by that I think sort of in the next couple of months. But in the meantime, this is a corrective environment, and I think one would be well advised not to be too aggressive. But even in an environment like this, and particularly with oil prices coming back, and because they had been such a large component of the best performers on the index overall, it is probably worth considering what is going up. And definitely the gambling stocks are going up. In the very small cap sector, the marijuana stocks and by extension hydroponics are starting to go up. Then the biotechnology sector, which has really come under a great deal of political scrutiny, well, it firmed rather impressively in here this week from the region of the 200-day moving average. And what does that tell us? It's really that it is sectors that have been really beaten down are those that investors are willing to put some faith in. And those that have been performing and that are way overextended on the upside, well then, there isn't quite the same appetite to continue to pay all-time new highs. So it has turned much more into a stock picker's environment overall. It was a weak day overall, so we didn't have big moves in stocks, we didn't have big moves in bonds. And then where did we have moves? We had them in the commodity sector. It's not just oil pulling back, but it was most other commodities were reasonably steady, and copper today was up by 5 cents, and that is now trading in the region of the 200-day moving average. The resources sector overall has been the subject both of M&A activity, but also that by and large we've had a reasonable rally in the industrial metals. And if we look at indices that are we look at shares and sectors that have been beaten down over the last few years, then the mining sector is certainly front and center. And that's not least the case in the gold mining sector. And gold today was up a little bit, but certainly not in a dynamic fashion. And it was a generally firmer day, but what we did see is that our early gains were not sustained, and there hasn't been the clear upward dynamics yet, at least to really confirm that demand is returning to dominance following what has been a multi-month corrective phase for the precious metals. But they continue to look like, and in the absence of a sustained break below their trend means, I think we can continue to conclude that this is overall a medium-term bullish environment. And I think with that, I'm going to leave you for today, and I'm going to wish all the best to all of you.